Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Stuff just hurts every day. I want to go back to those days where nothing hurt. We just run around, not have any pain.
Everybody hurts, Kendall.
That's why they wrote that song. They're like, we're getting older and everything hurts. Old.
Hey, listen. It's two fellas that really put the more in morbidly obese. Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, living candle coast to coast. With a show that'll always eat pie. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. We can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that dingo ring. And occasionally I sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show. This week, it's my birthday. Here we are, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, happy birthday, Cliff!
Oh, thanks, Kendall. It's my birthday show. We've done so damn many birthday shows.
Oh my God, I know. It's crazy that we've been going on this long, and I know that's become the new prevalent theme of the show. Is I can't believe how long the show's on there.
But I can't believe it's what the critics have been saying since episode 2. I can't believe the show is still on the air. They're still making this. We are.
Cliff, that's par for the course with us, as we're always saying. I can't believe it's Christmas, or I can't believe it's this.
We are incredulous about everything. Everything.
We
really are. Like, really all these things. I really can't believe. And I really, like, it just in life, things happen. Which it isn't it now, as we reach old age, as I enter into it, gracefully stepping into it, testing the waters, so when you join me in 6 weeks, I can tell you all about it, shepherd you, yes, save you embarrassments. But, you know, as I embrace old age, I just keep thinking, what do I keep thinking?
You're going on too long with that thought.
I guess the point of this is that I keep walking into rooms and saying, why did I come in here?
And yeah, Cliff, you know when you get so old and you have to, like, you can't tell such a long precursor to the point or you forget the point.
You can't start a soliloquy because by the end you're not going to remember what it is you meant to soliloquize about.
Yeah, you're not Shakespeare anymore. You just got to say yep or nope or nope.
Yeah,
or
maybe nope, it'll nope. Come to me later. I know it's something about getting old. Yeah, I don't know. Something about getting old.
Well, Cliff, I want you on your birthday episode to forget about the past, because you can't change it.
Oh, I'm going to forget it. I'm going to let it go.
I want you to forget about the future, because you can't predict it. And I want you to forget about the present, because I didn't get you one.
Fat son of a bitch. Oh, good old.
No, my present to you is this show, of course, first of all.
And I accept it gratefully with open arms.
But your presents are coming.
Oh, Kendall, well, you know, when I think about getting older, mostly I think about what Ralph Waldo Emerson said. He said, the years teach much, which the days never knew. Never knew. Never knew. Never knew. And isn't that the truth? You just look back over your years and you think, wow, here's what I was going to say. I was going to say, isn't it nice as we enter old age, and I before you, and you in 6 weeks, you'll be as old as I am. But isn't it nice that there are still things in life that just that really can surprise you. And not, you know, just all to me, there are just different things.
Like my waist?
Like my waist. Like, I really thought by 31, I would have lost a little bit of weight. But I was wrong. I instead shocked myself into just seeing how much I can eat in a short amount of time and how much weight I can just gain. Just like instantly, like blinking, boom, I'm like 8 pounds heavier. Boom, 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 boom.
But I surprise myself in between bites sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, I'm eating one thing and I surprise myself. I didn't even realize I started eating something else. I was having a snack in the middle of supper.
Cliff, what goes up and never comes down?
Oh, your age and our weight.
Well, your age is right, but our weight is the more correct answer to that question.
Oh, wait. Now, anybody who's still traumatized, going through PTSD from the Chubby Challenge.
Oh, God. Me. Raise my hand.
But our weight, it just goes up and up and up.
And never comes down.
No.
But Cliff, let's not get too far from the fact of your birthday. Yeah. Instead of talking about obesity for 45 minutes, which is our usual show, I have some questions for you on your birthday. I want to ask you.
All right.
It's the birthday edition of Would You Rather? Stupid question! Stupid question!
Rather, here's some stupid questions.
I know you would. Cliff, how do you usually celebrate your birthday?
Oh, you know, in food coma, you know, just that comes right after such intense pain where you think for a while, you're like, I know it's from what I've eaten, but it really feels like maybe my appendix has burst. Maybe I really like ate so much that my stomach inside split open and there's cake like just entering the bloodstream. It's that kind of pain. That's usually how I celebrate my birthday, Kendall.
That's how I celebrate every day. Are you generally upset if someone forgets your birthday?
It's always nice to be remembered, you know.
Well, we'll remember you, of course.
You'll remember always. Our listeners will try to forget desperately, but we do all these damn birthday episodes. They can't.
Let them forget.
I think of myself as a person who remembers things like that, generally.
But I gotta say, I'm terrible at birthdays, and I every year, not, and I'm not saying like for you, but I'm like everybody, including like my mother and my father, like everybody, I have to like look at the calendar to actively like see exactly what day it is. Like I know the month, but I'm like, I know it's getting close, but I'm like, oh, is it 26th or the 27th? You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean because always my gifts are a couple weeks late, but that's okay. And because it just makes the birthdays last longer. And I would possibly have at one point been offended, but I know that you do the same thing with your mother and your father and Mother's Day and everything that you send. You know, you probably still have yet to send your father a Father's Day gift from this past summer. But
I don't even know what my own birthday is.
6 weeks, bitch. Watch out.
The point is that I never forget entirely. I just kind of get mixed up, you know. Which I think apologetic or able... God, I can't even talk. Which is forgiven.
It's forgiven. All is forgiven. It's water under a bridge somewhere. Kendall, did you know...
That long soliloquy. Wait, I have one more question for you before you move on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
What was the most memorable birthday party that you've ever attended?
Okay, the only birthday party that I really remember very much right now, without thinking a long time, would be probably, I think it was when I turned 20 or 21, I had like my family birthday party, but I made them all come in costumes. It was a masquerade.
Make your whole family come in costume.
Yeah, it was a costume party, and I said, no, you can't get in. And if the few people who came back without a costume, I made them wear stupid hats. I thought, God damn it, I'm 21. How many more years? Maybe only 20. Can I be Harry Potter for Halloween?
Expecto Patronum.
And then I have to resign myself that I am Neville Longbottom before he lost weight. So
before the gastric bypass.
Before I am Vernon, Uncle Vernon Dursley, after he let himself go. So, Kendall, that's no joke.
Oh, that's no joke. But I have so much more to say about birthdays, so don't let me forget.
Oh, don't we all? Don't we all?
All right, Cliff, let's see. A man asked his wife, what would you most like for your birthday? And she said, I'd love to be 10 again. And on the morning of her birthday, he got her up bright and early, and they went to a theme park. And he put her on every ride in the park, Cliff, the death slide, the screaming loop, the wall of fear, and she had to go on every ride there was. She staggered out of the theme park about 5 hours later. Her head was reeling from her stomach turning. Then they were off to the movie theater where they ate popcorn and sweets and drank cola. And at last, she staggered home with her husband and collapsed into bed. And her husband leaned over and asked, well, dear, what was it like being 10 again? And with one eye open, she groaned, actually, honey, I meant the dress size.
Oh. Kendall and listeners, it was somebody's birthday, and there was a man, he walked into the office of the eminent psychiatrist, Dr. Von Bernuth, and sat down to explain his problem. Doctor, he started.
Oh, no need to repeat yourself, my good man, replied the doctor. One doctor is enough.
Yes, well, you see, I got this problem, the man continued. I keep hallucinating that I'm a dog. A large, white, hairy Pyrenees mountain dog. It's crazy. I don't know what to do.
Oh, that's just a common canine complex, said the doctor soothingly. Well, come over here and lie down on the couch.
Oh, no, doctor, the man said. I'm not allowed up on the furniture.
Oh! Canine syndrome.
We've all had it.
Cliff, a couple had been debating the purchase of a new car for weeks, and he wanted a new truck, she wanted a fast little sports car so she could zip through traffic around town, and he would probably have settled on any beat-up old truck, but everything she seemed to like was way out of their price range. Look, she said, I want something that goes from 0 to 200 in 4 seconds or less, and my birthday is coming up. You could surprise me. So for her birthday, he bought her a brand new bathroom scale.
Ouch.
What an asshole that husband was.
A big asshole.
Cliff, that's like our bathroom scale. It goes from 0 to 200 in 4 seconds.
We look at it. I look at it, and it goes up to 200, and it's like when you get on, it's got to work itself up.
I want to warm up, yeah.
Kendall, there was a cowboy.
Cowboy.
And he rode into town and stopped at a saloon for a drinky-poo. Unfortunately, the locals always had a habit of picking on strangers, which he was. And when he'd finished his drink, he found his horse had been stolen. Kendall, just stolen clean away from the horse and pugs outside. And he went back into the bar, handily flipped his gun into the air, caught it above his head without even looking at it, and fired a shot into the ceiling.
Which one of you sidewinders stole my horse? He yelled with surprising forcefulness.
Kendall, listeners, nobody answered.
All right, I'm going to have another beer. If my horse ain't back outside by the time I finish, I'm going to do what I done in Texas. And I don't like to have to do what I done in Texas. Ooh.
Kendall. Listeners, some of the locals shifted.
BPS documentary.
Some of the locals shifted restlessly, and the man, true to his word, had another beer, walked outside, and his horse had been returned to the post. Thank goodness. He saddled up and started to ride out of town. And Kendall, just after this, the bartender wandered out of the bar and says, well, hey, partner, before you go, what happened in Texas? And the cowboy turned back and said, well, I had to walk home.
Oh. Well, he's Cliff, acting was so amazing on that joke. I felt like I was watching a PBS documentary.
I know. It's like Ken Burns Cowboys.
It was. But some employees bought their boss a gift for his birthday. And before opening the gift, the boss shook it slightly, noticed that it was wet in the corner. Well, touching his finger to the wet spot and tasting it, he said, a bottle of wine? And his employee said, no. And again, he touched the finger to his box and tasted the liquid. He said, a bottle of scotch? And his employees replied again, no. And finally the boss asked, I give up, what is it? And his workers responded, a puppy. But what do you give a 900-pound podcaster on his birthday?
Oh, can I don't know. I haven't opened your gift to me yet.
I don't know, but you better hope he likes it.
Oh, God. Gendel, there's a guy, another guy, and he's having a birthday. And he's driving out in the middle of nowhere, very lost, everybody. Finally, he spots two houses, so he goes up to the first house and looks in the doorway. And he sees an old lady yanking on her bazoons and an old man jerking off.
Oh,
and he is so freaked out that he goes to the next house and says, well, what is up with your neighbors? And the owner of the house, he says, oh, that's the Robinsons. They're both deaf, and she's telling him to go milk the cow, and he's telling her to go fuck herself.
Oh. Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, that's all the jokes I got, Cliff. I gotta take a break.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
And we'll be right back after this.
Don't go anywhere. Cliff and Kendall are just getting started.
Two other foods I will say.
Goodbye.
I wanna eat fiber all the day.
No,
I at my age, I really may.
Oh my,
it's a fiber bar sponsored birthday. I'll do what I wanna do. Fiber birthday. When you eat a fiber bar, every day's your birthday.
I just finished my breast exam. Let's get back to the show.
Up my mind, she's gone for good. I remember her as true. Every time the credit card bills come due, my insurance lapsed, and it was news to me when my doctor told me I needed surgery. I got a headache this big. It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
All right, Cliff, we're back.
We're back. And, well, and, you know, we're back. And youth is back in a big way. And youth is a wonderful thing. Oh, and as George Bernard Shaw said, what a crime to waste it on children.
What a crime it is, Cliff. You know,
what a crime.
A person's golden or grand birthday is also referred to as their lucky birthday, their champagne birthday, or star birthday, and it occurs when they turn the age of their birthday, like when someone's born on the 21st of the month turns 21. So yours would be the 18th. Of September,
and yours was your first. So we both had
our champagne lucky birthday. I guess we missed it. Oh well.
Kendall, we're becoming middle aged, is what we are.
Oh God.
And middle age, Ken, in case you didn't know, is when we can do just as much as ever, but we'd rather not to. And that was said. By an unknown Arthur. And that is me all over. I can do whatever I would just rather not.
Oh, I could do something. I could exercise nonstop. I could drive wherever I wanted to, but instead I just sit on the couch and eat a pizza.
Yeah, I could do those other things, but why would I want to do
any of that stuff? Oh, Cliff,
there
tend to be more births in September and October, and this may be because there is, of course, a large holiday season 9 months before.
Let them down the streets of town right to the traffic cop, and only pause a moment when he heard him holler,
"Stop! Stop!" Frosty the Snowman had to hurry on his way, but he waved goodbye saying, "Now don't you cry, I'll be back again someday."
Thumpity-thump, thumpity-thump-thump over the hills of snow.
Stop!
From the fact that the longest night of the year happens to be in the Northern Hemisphere 9 months before, but based on Harvard University's research of birth records in the United States between 1973 and 1999, September 16th is the most common birthday in the United States. You're just 2 days off.
How funny.
Isn't that crazy?
How funny. That is crazy, Kim.
Blew my mind today when the writers gave that fact to me.
That is, well, when the writers sent you that email, you know, it's one thing.
Blows my mind every day.
You know what I've been thinking of today? You were thinking of that. I was thinking of this. I was thinking the paired butterflies are already yellow with August over the grass in the West Garden. They hurt me. I grow older. That was, of course, said by Lee Poe. And I was just thinking that today, can I physically grew older.
That was so deep, Cliff. It was so deep. You had such a deep thought today.
It is. I was deep. I was getting a little bit low at 31. But, Kendall, you know, I thought the only thing that I could think of that would bring my spirits up would be talking to you. Mm. I'm so glad that I'm talking to you.
Are you talking to me, Cliff? Cliff?
Are you talking
to me? I'm the only person you can see because I'm so fat.
Are you talking to me?
Cliff. Hey, Cliff. This guy behind the guy behind the guy.
I don't know.
Swingers.
Swingers, swing on this one. Take this quarter, go downtown, and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
Oh, my God. I just read that today in the writer's email, but I forgot.
Oh, Kendall, when they reboot this, I will fight you tooth and nail for the role of Uncle Buck.
Uncle Buck. I knew I'd read that today, and I thought I actually... I do have it. That was my next one. Take this quarter, go downtown. I knew I read that today. back and to the left. Back and to the left. Back and to the left.
I don't know.
From the movie JFK.
JFK. Okay. My Grammy never gave gifts. She was too busy getting raped by Cossacks.
Oh, I have no idea who said that.
Oh, he was talking about not Grammy Hall, but Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall.
Annie Hall. Annie Hall.
30 was so strange for me. Oh, sorry, wrong thing. Hokey religion and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster by your side, kid.
Oh, when they reboot this with us in the lead role, it'll be Fat Wars. I'm talking Star Wars.
Fat Wars.
Yes.
Oh, Kendall, did you have a brain tumor for breakfast?
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh, that was Heathers.
Heathers. Oh, I know. I work with someone that worked on that movie.
Oh, what an interesting factoid.
It is an interesting factoid. That's all I'm talking to you about.
Hey, I'm no longer talking to you.
No longer am I talking.
I'm no longer talking to you, Kendall.
But I do have some songs that you should know.
Oh, Kendall, I would love to see if I know them.
Oh, we'll see if I can sing them. It's time for the song show that makes you feel dumb. Songs you should know. It's the music one that makes you sing out loud, Cliff. Sing me a song.
Kendall, listeners, grab your coat and take your hat. Leave your worries at the doorstep. Life can be so sweet.
On the sunny side of the street, I used to walk in
walk
the shade.
And the blues, my blues on parade. Kendall, there's no way we could be anywhere but the sunny side of the street because we cast so much shade.
I know everywhere we stand is the sunny side of the street.
Yeah.
Oh, Cliff, all right, I want to sing you a song. She's got a smile and it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories where everything was as fresh as a bright blue sky.
I've heard it. I don't know. Keep singing it.
Sweet child of mine.
Oh, okay. I was thinking Sheryl Crow. Yeah. you should have done the Axl Rose.
You got my
like that.
Oh no, I can't do it like that.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
I'm more of the.
I do a great Axl Rose, everybody. Yeah.
Focus.
I never meant to cause you any sorrow. I never meant to cause you any pain. I only wanted one time to see you laughing. I only want to see you laughing.
I have no idea.
In the purple rain, purple rain, purple rain. Oh, Kendall, I love Purple Rain. Did you know this?
I don't know if I knew that about you, Cliff.
Love it.
Let's see. This ain't a song for broken heart. Oh, I'm sorry, that's wrong. Sorry, I'm trying to remember how this song goes.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted. It's my life. Is it that one?
Yes, but I couldn't even figure out how it went. I'm sorry. You get the grand prize for that one because you got it out of nothing.
Time. I've been passing time, watching trains go by. All of my life, lying on the sand, watching seabirds fly. Wishing there would be someone waiting home for me. Kendall, something's telling me it might be you.
It's telling me
it might be you all of my life. Oh, from Tootsie, it might be you.
We had a deep song moment just then, Cliff.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Oh, let's see. Life, it's bigger. It's bigger than you, and you are not me. Links that I will go to.
I already don't have any religion. I don't need to lose any religion. I need to lose weight.
Oh, you do need to lose weight. But I'll take it, losing my religion.
Kendall, I have just one question I want to ask you.
Ask it to me.
Who knows what tomorrow brings in a world with few hearts of fire? All I know is the way I feel. If it's real, I keep it alive.
I don't know that one.
Is long. Oh, Kendall, listeners, sing it with me. Everybody out there in Radio Land, I don't care where you are, if you're at your desk, in a, what do they do? It's like a computer programming factory. Or if you're like walking on a treadmill in a crowded Curves for Women Only gym, I want you to sing out loud with me, everybody.
Love lift us up where we belong. Up where the eagles fly on a mountain.
Love lift us up, Kendall, where we belong.
Well, that's where we belong.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the songs I got for you this week.
That's all I'm singing to you, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, I can't believe it's your birthday again. I really can't.
Listen, I can't believe it either, Kendall. Mr. Snodbottom, the only gift, he said 31 is not a big birthday. We did not get a blowout for the episode. He said, and I said, well, I've got to sing. The listeners expect, nay, demand perfect pitch from me on every special / semi-special / just for the fun of it occasion, Kendall. So finally, he agreed to let me sing our theme song this week. So I hope everybody enjoyed a perfect pitch rendition of our theme song.
Of course they did.
Yeah, they loved it. They were singing along. They were rewinding and listening again. You know, Arthur Schopenhauer, he said this, and I think it's pretty true. See if you agree. The first 40 years of life give us the text. The next 30 supply the commentary on it. What do you think about that, Kendall?
Oh, I think that's sad, Cliff.
Oh, Kendall, what's really sad is that middle age, where we are, I wish we were in Middle Earth, we would be, who's the hugest thing in Middle Earth? We'd be like a dwarf, but like mega size, like a overgrown one that Saruman has like bloated up to kill the hobbits. Kendall, middle age, that's the time when you'll do anything to feel better except give up what's hurting you. And I think that's true. That was said by Robert Quillen, because I'll be damned if I'm giving up anything, especially these donuts and this birthday cake that's in the break room in there.
Oh, Cliff, our birthdays are feathers in the broad wing of time.
Aren't they, though?
It was John Paul.
They really, really are. Kendall.
Cliff.
Listeners. We're only young once. After that, we need some other excuse. And that was said by an unknown Arthur. And we can't use the excuse, well, I'm too young to know any better. We can't use that excuse anymore, Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, 30 was so strange for me. I really had to come to terms with the fact that I am now a walking and talking adult. And that was C.S. Lewis.
Oh, God. Well, he's right. Kendall, you know, there was no respect for youth when I was young, and now that I'm old, there's no respect for age. I missed it coming and going. And that was said by J.B. Priestley. Kendall, isn't that sad?
Quote-filled quote-a-thon.
It's a quote-filled quote-a-thon. It stopped being show about 8 minutes ago. It's just been quotes. Wall to wall. We've taken our listeners on an emotional journey from quote to quote, and they loved it, Kendall, but now is come the time to say goodbye.
To you and all our friends. All right. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Oh, we sure will. Have a great my birthday day. Kindling heavy. He's my brother. Make believe it's your first time. Leave your sadness behind. Make believe it's your first time, and I'll make believe it's mine. Yes, I am morbidly obese. Drink hot fudge anytime I please. There's a broken chair left where I sat, cause baby, I was born this fat. So I weigh 300 pounds, and now I'm making my rounds. I'm in the drive-thru, baby, rain, sunshine, or clouds. I can't help gaining this weight, cause of the food I intake. I'm in the drive-thru, baby, always do clean my plate. I am obese and I'm fast, cause that is where it's at. I'm in the drive-thru, baby, I was born this fat. You know I never feel shame, I ate so much I'm in pain. I'm in the drive-thru, baby, I was born this fat. Being huge is where it's at. Bad shows, we've had a few, but then again,
too few to mention. We did what I said to do, and yes, that was always our redemption. I chose each filthy joke, each little bulldog eating mayonnaise, and more, much more than this, we did it my way. Sometimes Kendall, he tries to sing along, but I got to speak honestly. He's real good with bad jokes, and he lights Tyler's smokes, but he often ends up way off key. Sometimes I think my voice is leaving me, but those fears, they tend to pass. And I'm sure that I could be a singing star if I could drop 40 pounds from my ass. La 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 di di da. La la di di da da da. Mr. Snodbottom has a deep voice that isn't really so bad, but the voice like a bell that can save you from hell is the one that I've always had. And Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she loves to hear my dulcet tones. Yeah, it's okay if you sing along with me, but I really sound better alone. Kendall, don't get too fancy with that piano solo. You know what they want to hear. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and listeners, I sing only for you. It's weird that I don't have a record deal. I guess the industry's pretty weak. And I know that it's this that you're gonna miss, but I'll probably sing more next week. And Kendall is a huge green jealousy, and my microphone smells like a belch. And you listen to the songs unless they go on too long, then you switch over to something else. La 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 di di da. La la di di da la la. I'll sing you a song with my perfect pitch, sing you a song or two. I've been blessed with the gift of perfect pitch, and if you ask, I will share it with you. I sing for you, I don't do it for me. My ego doesn't need it.